use new technology for good things, Rav Asher, because we believe me, it's being used for not bad things. So at least we are retire the medium with some more appropriate use. We did not get a chance to see the Minchas Chinuch, page Nun Tes. Just to read that one paragraph that was made reference to. Let's start with that. It's on page Nun Tes. I hope you all have it. Okay. So again, the Minchas Chinuch writes in the top of page Nun Tes, the mitzvah is at noon. Quote the Rashi and the Rambam, the first narrow line, Hamitzvi b'shev al ta'ase. So the beer called him the comical maschal Hamitzvah b'rega zeh shekava ha'torah yu mushbas me'oz. The Tosfos, what they say, so the first pshat is Mitzvi b'kum v'aseh. Last narrow line, v'chal v'tzal kar kafte de gavra b'chatzos. Konon l'chein l'kim ha'mitzvah lulav and sukkah. You have a certain time. That's it. But if you took care of it before. Ned lo kima mitzvah, aval eino over ba'asei, kiem lo chometz. Aval lo kima mitzvah, so say. According to Rashi, this seems to be a kima only b'shev al ta'asei, kol tos a kima kum ba'asei. Well, the fee's end, start the paragraph of the fee. Koshin in the Tosfos, kema dechal al adam chiyuv mitzvah b'chatzos hayom, and kain, mitzvah lo shiyo lo chometz, vivar b'chatzos, right? You have to buy chometz. That was the first half meeting someone said yesterday. Someone raised their hand yesterday on the screen and said, you have to buy chometz. Yeah. And he found in a few places in his own chibur, Minchas Chinuch. It's really from the Taz. Okay? The Tanok ulo legamri, shekolechad yivar chemtzo konoch atzos, ben osim ha-mitzah v'shumpa, v'dochak loma depo'omim mekayim ha-mitzah v'shchametzo. By accident, something became chometz on Pesach. That's dochak. Be'er shaloma, dafka mitzah v'chu yeves, ein chazal yichom la'okro, v'kol v'kol kol shofar. Ha'vot dugma tzitzis, the main lovish tells about the Al-Kanfis and the Chayav Klav. Ki agav naim hoyu motzin eizis yog hoyu chol natarash lo yilbash odom but tells about the Al-Kanfis. Ki ein chazal yichol lako biko vako lavar ala say ava shalo lakayim lo lavar ev shal yichol lako mishim syog here too. Ok mishim syog. That's it. Ava lo lavar ala mitzvah. That's a play on the words of the Gemara. The lavo the return, the Gemara Sanhedrin that the Taz is based upon. Yichol, tzorachim b'mekorah shorokul chazal. He found the shalom. I read this to you about prayer last week. I want you to see it inside in the actual text. This beautiful paragraph. Yes, sir.
This is a mitzvah chiyum. Someone is saying that there's a chiyuv to go out and buy a talis bas talis.
He never used the word chiyuv, or the mitzuvah. He said. Uh-huh. He never used the word chiyuv. Mitzuvah. I mean, so you want to do, you know, we all want to do as many mitzvahs as we can. So, okay. Rav Asher, isn't it great, Minchas Chinuch? Mwah! So, this is terrific. Okay, Rav Asher, having read this beautiful and terrific source, let us go back to the discussion that we started. Very, very important. We're going to go back to the Mordechai that we started yesterday, from long distance. And we'll read it again together. And today I brought in the Or Zeruah. Yes, I did not have the Or Zeruah with me. Today I have the Or Zeruah with me in the beautiful new edition of Or Zeruah, which you have, and we'll see fascinating things. We're going to start, however, with the Mordechai, which is a quote of the Or Zeruah, really a quote from the Or Zeruah, who decided, for whatever reason, to put at the back of the Sefer the entire period, Elokei Ruchos, of Shabbos HaGadol, together with the Pirush, Rav Shmuel Palaiza, one of the Gedolei Rishon. Apparently, I read in his biography, he was the Rebbe of the Maharami Rutenberg. You know what that means? The Rebbe of the Maharami Rutenberg. Wow. And I knew there was a rule here, Rabbi. They must have been contemporaries. Like, you know, if you have a friend puts out a safer, you put the safer and you put it in the back of your safer. That's what he did. Yes?
Just back with Minchas Chinuch. So, halacha l'maaseh, if someone doesn't have chametz, where do you say that we should buy chametz?
No. According to Rashi, there's no point in buying the chametz. And according to Tosfos, we'll see soon, since you also no point in buying the chametz. What's the point? if you have the way for the mitzvah, if you burn it after chatzos, you have the guts of the riva. You have nerves of steel like the riva to get. Huh?
Why won't you burn it in the 6 hour?
Oh, okay. That will come to that. What will come to that?
If one is only keeping it around in order to burn it later.
Right.
So.
Oh, we'll come to that too. The Atamidim this year are gewaldic. But about, they took my whole shir away, Baruch Hashem. I didn't want them to say, I can retire, Baruch Hashem. But let's go slow. Let's take a look here at page Beis in the Mordechai. Let's read together, okay? Page Beis in the Mordechai. You know, the truth is, let's see the Gemara first. Keep one hand in page Beis in the Mordechai, but I think it's appropriate to start the Gemara first. Yud Beis Amid Beis. Let's read the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara. The Gemara is as follows. Why? How do we start this year? We lived this year, this man, as the post Sukkot man. The first thing we did was the fourth hour, the fifth hour, the sixth hour. The first thing we did, right? Kol Shah, the very first day. First of you to say, Ochlin Kol Arba V'Tolin Kol Chomesh V'Sorvim Tchila Shesh. I think that's the word of Rabbi Yehuda, if I'm not mistaken, correct? So why can't you eat the chametz in the fifth hour? Says the Gemara. A whole sugya of Gemara before, the guy's going to make a mistake 1 hour, make a mistake 2 hours, he's going to mix up the... That's the whole first half of this Amr. Rava says, no, you're all wrong. Riddle the Tamei, the Amr ain't be a chametz al Israefa. The Yavale Rabbanan Shoachas, Lil Kod Bo Eitzer, they gave him an hour to collect wood. Which hour? He'll collect the wood in the fifth hour because he can't eat it. Right, he can't eat chametz. Since he can't eat chametz, what else does he do? What else does the Jew have to do besides eat and collect wood? He can't eat. He'll collect wood. All right, and then this way he'll be able to burn it as soon as the fifth hour is over. Everybody with me so far? Everybody with me so far? Okay. You look at the second wide line of Rashi. Bain time in the fifth hour. Be sharis le kol chomesh, and it was niskar. He'll be too busy eating. Halach of the toli they can't eat it. Rami anavshe umitri lelak. He'll get enough wood to burn it as soon as the sixth in the sixth hour. That was a discussion we had yesterday. We had a vote yesterday. Is it sarf betchila sheish means tchila sheish bedavka or the whole hour? We're getting close to election there, Abosa. 2 weeks, you have to start having more votes to get into our civic responsibilities. Right? So, okay, we'll come to that. We're coming back to that momentarily. Says the Gemara as follows: Es Ravina Lerov, Om Rabbi Yehuda. Listen to this. There's only source and chances here. Om Rabbi Yehuda. Amosai. What do you mean, Amosai? When must you burn it? Shalom b'shas b'yuro. Av b'shas b'yuro. This knocks this whole shot out, and he has a Yom HaMa'un on the whole. Go back to the original thing about mistaking in the hour. What does this mean? It says Rashi. Hey, Masai, the third white line. Yom HaMa'un be'ed chomet ala b'sreifo en shalom b'shas b'yuro. What's Rashi say b'shas? B'tchilas sheish. V'chol sheish. That's called shalom b'shas b'yuro. Why? The akati b'dorais ha'shar. Avod b'shas b'yiro, b'sheva, shu muzer min ha-Torah, hashvasasa b'chol davar. So Rashi says, the time to burn the chametz, sounds like Rashi, like the seventh hour. V'torach zeh, lama, imeilo eitzin, yamtem ha-shas b'yiro, noon, v'yashvisena b'chol davar. So they gave him an hour to collect wood. And because of that hour to collect wood, they had to do what? Prohibited eating for an extra hour. Forget it. Forget about it. Don't give me an hour to collect the wood. Right. Don't give me. What will I do? I'll wait till the seventh hour and I'll throw it down the toilet. What's the problem? What's going on over here? That's how Rashi lets Pshat in the Gemara. Okay? Tosfos is a different Pshat completely. What's Tosfos Pshat? They quote Rashi. They have two bombshell kashas. One. Hey, chiyamtinat shav alavaro. You learn back on that few aleph. The gazer of Yehuda b'shas yisuro lived of dil ma'asa lemeichem minei. How can you wait? You may come to eat it. V'yo the shas b'yur the masnisin, hainu be sheish, right? Sorfen tzchila sheish. V'yod, the minosi yolaf Rabbi Yehuda, the chametz b'streifa, v'nos there is achar. There's a mistake here. What should it be? What's Zion? Achar isuro ton streifa. So two chametz, three bombshell kashas. Before Shabbat Natan, the shalom b'shas v'yiru hainu achar sheish. Why? Sherov all mavarim b'sheish. Ketikin chachamim, the Mishnah. Tov tov mitchila sheish. Vitam shav the yolof minosar. Finally, achar isuro. As that was question number three. Av b'shas v'yiru dainu sheish. Kevan sheina mitzul levaro elamad rabbanon. With the rice, wait another hour. Hashba sasa b'chol davar. Chenisa b'risham empirical shol lactosis. Fine. Everyone still with me so far? So far, so good. Now I go to the Mordechai with this background. We go to the Mordechai. So the Mordechai quotes his exact machlokas on page Aleph. He quotes the machlokas between Rashi and the Rabbi Latav. Okay. So he said the quote of Benatam, the last line on page Aleph says, if Rabbi Benatam is correct, that in the sixth hour, it's Hashbasaso, Bechol, Dovor, Einafkusa b'saksa kulei. Who cares what the beauty writers are bundled right? That's all my focus over here. We should follow to Rabbim. Why does Stam Mishnah pass like everyone? Who remembers? Why? Stam Mishnah Tmura covers, eh? Right? Who cares? They know the Mashachem to Alacha Chatzos. The whole fight of Ben Atam is after Chatzos. What Jew is crazy enough to not the Chametz till after Chatzos? So what are they fighting about? The Af, the Pirish Rashi, the Pirish Shalom B'Shas B'Yiro, B'Sheish. Says the Mordechai, B'Shoch HaMishis Moda, Shemavara B'Chol Dov. So it'll be an Af Kamina Taka B'Sheish. But if you do it a little bit earlier, Rashi agrees it's Hashem Mevaro b'chol davar. Wow, how he knows it we don't know yet so far. We'll see later with the Rosh big questions against this, but not for this minute. Now, okay, there's a background. V'arav Rabbeinu Shmuel mifalaiza Omar Shamata Rabbi Ariba Rabbi Avraham. Now we'll see soon that every letter counts over here. Sheyarogil ahashos prusa achas milasorfa atchilas shah zayin. He did it. Why did he do it? Kidei lekayim bir chometz bismano. He wanted to mekayim bir chometz bismano. Now, kidepirish who? Oh, kidepirish who? So we have brackets here. Who? What do we have in the brackets here? What? Rabbeinu Tam. The Pirish the Shalom. There's so many brackets over here, right? Well, I'll show you the original. B'shas B'yiro, B'tchilas Sheva. This is the bracket version. You can be always wrong on screen. Well, let's do it. Yeah, let's use the high tech. Why not? That first broke
it. I'm going to get the screen down.
I'll get the screen. That's my expertise. Don't let others get the screen down. That's all I can do. You know which button to press. So, the way we have it, we understand why it says this way, Rabbeinu Tam. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? The time you have to burn it is after Chatzos. So he waited until after Chatzos to burn it. Says the Rabbeinu Shmuel, Upliyi, I don't believe it. The Mipnei, and the two Gersis now, Sreifa or Bracha, the beer, She'ena Ela B'Dirabbonon, we don't know why so far. He looked at his watch. Oh, ding. Into the fire. Threw it in at the exact dot of Chatzos. But if he kept it for one more minute, he was over in Avera. Or either Tashbisa or whatever it is. How can he be such a gutsy guy? We're looking for. Or is it Ruah?
Yeah,
Rishnanvav. It's very long because it's the piyut of Elokei Ruchos, the entire piyut. But I'll tell you what to find.
The beginning.
Oh, Ela Pirish Elokei Ruchos Chabasa Pirush Rav Shmuel Mipolai Zatzal. I guess that the Or Zeruah lived a little after. I mean, he survived his colleague. They were both more at the same time. Okay? You want to know how to find it? It's towards the beginning of the period. The period is very long. I'll tell you how to find it. The period goes in an Aleph phase order. Like most piyutim, like many piyutim. Okay? And if you can look in the letter, if you're able to go in letters, I'll see which letter it is. The letter Mem. Motze Chometz the Pesach. Yeah. Could we go on the, are you on the piyutim there?
No.
Okay.
Anybody know it?
What?
What's a word in the section that I'm looking for? I can just...
Motze, Mem Vav Tzadi Aleph.
Anybody know how to...
Search?
Type in Hebrew. I don't know. I have a different keyboard.
Okay, you know what? It's just keep going down. I'll find it. Keep going down. Yeah. Hey, keep going. That's hey. Way further. Oh, here it's here, it's here, it's on the bottom of this thing. Lost you. Must be in the right place. Ah, no, wrong place. Keep going. Here, I found it. It's the last one. Shamati. Okay, make a bigger print. Can you read it? Make it bigger. Mamish, look at this. This is color coordinated. Shamati omrim al Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avraham. Shehaya rogel beprusa achas lishos min asorfa atchila sheva kidei lekayem bir daraisik rebeinu hu Shlomo. Rashi, the opposite of what we have printed, Rebbeinu Tam. Obviously, it's the same person. They're quoting the same Rav Shmuel Mipolai. It can't be a coincidence. What's going on over here? Notice the word Tom was in brackets. Somebody tampered with the text. So it would appear. Shapirish, the Shas Biro, Hainu Sheva. Brackets. Ubirech, Al Osa Prusa, Birchavitz. This is what you heard of Yitzhak Baravro. Upliahi, Echa Yasomech, Al Ashos, Lama Besavi Tashbisu. Right, he has the word Tashbisu, which we have also in the Mordechai. Okay. Mitchila Sheva. That's number one. And number two. V'yomar tam shelo levarach al abir shum she'eno kiyem ed rabbanan kishabitlo. Presumably he was about al chametz, so this whole subsequent beer is ed rabbanan. I can make a broch on ed rabbanan. Ah, achol pi shum mevarachan al ner chanukah mikra megillah kan ein mitzvah Elohorim Michshol Miderech. What you're doing over here is eliminating the Michshol of Shema Yochal. You can't make a bracha on a Shema Yochal. This is the Or Zeruah in its pristine, pure form. I have this fancy Or Zeruah that came out in Eretz Yisrael. You'll find it on page I and Hey. If you want to look it up later on in this beautiful edition, there are many, many Shinuye Yerusals. The very first one is, who is the author of this din? Rav Yitzchak bar Avraham. Footnote. Kuf Chav Tes. There are different kisayat. Some say Rav Yitzchak bar Asher. These are known by different shortcuts in the Rishonim. The Riva Rav Rav is known as the Ritzva, whereas the Riva Rav Asher is known as the Riva. You'll find that that's just the way they, same thing, Yitzchak bar Avraham, Yitzchak bar Yod, Yud Tzadik, but they have different nicknames, I mean different kitzurim. Okay, could be Dr. Mina, we'll see later on. Rabbeinu Shlomo, that's the correct girsa. Everybody has it. Everybody. All the Gersav of the Ozu, except the Rav Mordechai. He has no. Rabbeinu Tam. Why Rabbeinu Tam? Because that's when you burn it. So they changed the Gersav based on the Mordechai. Everything was changed around. Who changed around? Me, who's there? The Ezehu that changed it around. That's some goof. That's some printer. You know what changed it around? Look in the big Dayasha, Rabbosai. You'll see who changed it around. Before we criticize, we should be very, very careful who we're talking about over here. Whoa. Kidapirisha Benatam, etc., etc. Who said so? Kainavisra Macherim, V'chein higia Rashal. Who's Rashal? We know him as the Marshal of Shlomo Luria. No printer, my friend. The God of Ador. The God of Ador, Marshal. Okay? What, are you kidding? The Marshal. Not stop. There made a time. Omnom, but Mordechai Yoshan. I'm skipping a few lines into the Hagirsu. Kemoshu Lefaneinu. What do you mean, Kemoshu Lefaneinu? Lefaneinu presumably means Rashi. Ela b'makom mipnei sreifa de beer, goros mipnei bracha de beer. That was already changed here in this brackets. V'cheinu b'kulon. Who's the kulon?
Marik.
Marik kulon. I have it here in front of me. Shorash kuf ayin dal anav dal. I brought it with me. Now read it later on. I have the marik, but let's take a break here and see what's happening in this as we have it. We'll take a break. Back to the. To the Mora. Let's chazer again. You should really chazer from the very beginning. What was the topic of yesterday in my shiur from Toronto? The topic was when it says sorv mitchila. That was a vote. Sorv mitchila sheish. What does it mean? Dafke tchila sheish, or anywhere in the sixth hour? But you know, once you can't eat it anymore, so you might as well burn it. The majority of the Talmidim will voted for the second approach. The Washington to burn at the very first minute of Sheish. It says Tchila Sheish. Lav Dafka. We spoke about this a little bit, which way it goes yesterday. You know, the Rashash held like the majority of the Talmidim. You'd be happy to hear that. No rush. What's the behola? Take a look at Rabosai on Daf Yud Beis and Beis near Rashash. Take a look. You see it in the comments before. On the bottom in the new ones, he has his own place towards the bottom. So what did Rashi say? Yantin Achatsky, wait till the high noon. Koshali! Hakeva and the Bain Sheish Lesheva Toin. Imke Nechush. Also, Zman Shu Sova Shu Sheish. Hu Sheva. The Yantin Old Shah Yavar Amitsis has had a Tashbisu. The Gamma Lavin Baro by Amatil Shitos Ali Adavdal in Masal Bain Rame we saw yesterday, or last week rather. Rav Rashi's is Baliroa et Chatzos. So how can it say Sarf and Betchila Sheish? A person can make a mistake at an hour before Shigemara. So Chas Shalom, he'll have the chametz in his possession after the clock really struck noon. V'yesh Loma. V'mishim Sheyava v'shevi al Tase lo Choshu Chachamim. Look at that. He passed like the Talmidim in the Shir. We'll see soon. So he says there's no gzeira otu ashev al tas. Abu Yikshel if he's there, madual osulei shoachas elukot etzim. Why? Im lo yilo etzim b'sheish yamtin ad zayin v'yolake v'yisrefenu afilu tomar l'Rav Yehuda l'olam b'sreifa. What does that mean? The Gemara slugged up this chat of Rava on the grounds that if he pirish Rashi that what? That after 12 o'clock, there's no need to burn it anymore. Why bother collecting wood? Wait till 12 o'clock and throw it flush down the toilet. That's how we explained the most kasha before, right? Frek er, the Rashash, even if the din would be that you have to burn the chametz all the time, both before 12 and after 12, it's a big deal. So after 12, we'll burn the chametz. So it'll take them all to collect wood. So collect wood. They never made any gzera, the pashup shot is. Otu, a violation, which comes b'shevi altas. This is what the Rashash says. How to answer the question? I'll answer the question. True, they didn't make a gzeira. They have a sov b'tchila sheish, but they're still not going to want you to burn the chametz after 12 and look around for wood then. So you'll say, what's the rush? Give me an hour, the sixth hour. Give me the sixth hour. What do you hold the fifth hour for? Here's the answer. I can't give you the full hour. Because you're supposed to burn it just before noon, we're going to assume. So therefore, if you're going to burn it just before noon, it's not going to be a full hour. So they gave you the whole previous hour. But the truth is, the simple read of Rashi is not that way, to be honest. Yamtin atshas biyuro, you get an impression from Rashi. A simple impression. Again, we should see it in Rashi. Don't trust the Rashash. Look at Rashi itself. We read it before, read it again. One more time. Yud beis amid beis. Go back to the Rashash. Go back to Rashi, rather. Thank you. Go back to Rashi. What did Rashi say in beis amid beis? What do you mean? What do you do? What does it say? Yam denat shas biyuro, yash bisena b'chol davar. What do you mean, shas biyuro? What is shas biyuro? Shalom b'shas biyuro is the entire 6 hour. So what is shas biyuro? B'sheva, after the clock strikes 12, right? At chatzos. So the pashup shad, even that's okay. So you can argue again. It's only b'diyuk at that very moment. And if we're going to let him eat chametz for the full 5 hours, you need a little bit more than a moment to collect wood. We can say the same kind of a teretz. So you had to give him a little bit extra time. But still, the question of the Rashash was a very powerful question. But going back to our, after we said that, Rabbi Osai, going back to the Mordechai. So how did the Riva, whoever he is, Ritzva Riva, how did he do what he did? So presumably the answer is, he held like the Tzlach that we mentioned yesterday. The Tzlach says that we can compare the mitzvah of Tashbisu to the mitzvah of Bris Mila. Sure, we should do it early, but if we do it late, we're not doing anything wrong. We're just about those reasons back to the mitzvahs. That's all. Interesting, Rav Osai. The Mordechai only asked against the Riva from Tchila Sheva. He never badgered the Riva. How'd you wait till the end of the sixth hour? What about Tchila Sheish? Rabbo, so you see, the majority vote is proof from this Mordechai itself. If Tzor from Tchila Sheish should be taken literally, you're required to burn the Chumash at the beginning of the sixth hour. The Mordechai should jump up and down. How did the Riva wait? Seventh hour. He couldn't wait till the end of the sixth hour. Tchila Sheish. That didn't bother the Mordechai. But the Rabbeinu Shmuel quote about that didn't bother him. So clearly he must have held that what? You don't have to, that they Tchila Sheish is lav davka. Why? So Rashash gave a possible reason. They never made a gzeira otu of our relation b'shei v'altas. Now what's this Rabbeinu Tam story? Why did Rashal say Rabbeinu Tam? Very simple. The Rashal is magir Rabbeinu Tam for a simple reason. Burning chametz after 12 is not necessary according to Rashi. And the simple reading of the Riva, he held on for dear life to that one kazais so he could burn it after chatzos. Rav Osai, according to Rashi, there's no need to burn it after chatzos. He could throw it into the ocean, down the toilet. So why did he burn it? Therefore, the Rashal is magia to the Rashi, Rabbi Natan. Nonetheless, Rav Osai, it seems to me that even if Rashi were right, the Riva would still hold on to a piece of chametz after chatzos. And what are we going to do with it then? What are we going to do with it then? Either throw it to the fire, if he has a fire, or throw it to the ocean, if he has an ocean. It's very important. Because I saw the Priyitzel, and Simon Yitzchai asked the Kasha. Why? He didn't say only according to Rabbeinu Tam. Even according to Rashi, he would hold on to the piece of chametz until the Eftach HaTzos. So the answer is, Enochinami, he would. But he would only, what? He would then destroy it any which way. Not necessarily through Sreifa. Again, this is assuming that according to Rashi, it's a mitzvah to say b'kum v'asei. Not like the Minchas Minuk said it's only Shev al Tas. But that's the Chasam Sofer that we read, I think, Thursday, right? Read the Chasam Sofer Thursday? So the Oros HaRuah, Rabbi Osei, has to be more authoritative than the quote in the Mordechai. I'm sorry. The Mordechai has so many mistakes. There's so many different versions here. You have to go back to the original source. Rashi. But then the question is, what Rashi? Rashi, you don't have to burn it. Here's my answer, Rabbi Osei. I think my answer is the most simple and elegant answer. No pilpulim. What are the words of the Gemara, Rabbi Osei? The words of the Gemara. Shas biro and shalom b'shas biro. Correct? Which one is which? Which is Shas Viro, which is Shalom B'Shas Viro. How did Rashi learn Shat?
Four Chatzos is Shas Viro.
According to Rashi, it's Chazer again. Let's look inside. Don't trust me again. Don't trust me. Open the Yud Beis and Mid Beis. Look in the Rashi and the Tulsa. You'll see it. It's right there. Always look inside. So Rashi, Shalom B'Shas Viro is when? V'tchila Shesh. V'chol Shesh. What's Shas Viro? Sheva. That's the Pshat. It's so simple. The gears of the Rosaru is correct. The Shas Biro is Sheva, according to Rashi. So the Rivoy held on to his Kazayas Chomets until high noon, only according to Rashi. Because Rashi says Shas Biro, the time it's supposed to burn the Chomets, is Sheva. A Pashan Jew, the Rivoy. He's a good Jew. The Rashi said that's called Shas Biro. I want to burn the Chomets, Bishas Biro. That is the time it's supposed to burn the Chomets.
You shouldn't have burned it.
Oh, you say he didn't have to burn it. Good question. Didn't have to burn it. So there are two answers to that question. One answer is you're right. Didn't have to burn it. I'll give you another answer. These questions that Tosus asked, they keep firing tremendous questions against Rashi, one after the other. So I'm going to tell you Teres, all the questions which comes from the Me'iri. The Me'iri is found if you have a Kovetz Mefarshim. You can look it up. It's right there in the Me'iri on Yud Beis and Mid Beis. It's a fantastic answer to Rashi. I thought of this, I must tell you, Bokh Shekivanti, and I'm very, very thrilled to know that it's a Me'iri. It's really even a Mechilta, the Me'iri says. It's not even, it comes from an earlier source. I read you the Lashon of the Me'iri, Rabosai, on Av Yud Beis, Omud Beis. A beautiful pshat in Rashi. Here we are. This is the words of the Me'iri. Ema sayani yom ha-shem b'yur ala b'sreifa kodas mani suro aval yachas mani suro v'lo motza eitzim. Rabbo Sai, he added three words. It's part of the back and forth. Lo motza eitzim, your butt, right? So, to a lak at eitzim. Then Ashbasasa Bechom Ashiyucha. Then and only then, Rabosai. Then and only then. Nintse Salome. Sha'af the Yachas Manisuro. Im Yesh Lo Eitzim. Biuro Bisrefa. The Miri is the Gaval the Gepshat. And the Pasha Pshat is Pshat and Rashi. The Rashi said. Rashi said, sure, Ashbasas Bechaldava, because we're going to wait around, Yoban Tashbisu, so throw it into the ocean. But if you have wood, the mitzvah is to burn it, Rabosai, with a fire after 12 o'clock. Bechaynava Zmana, Beperk Sheni, Perusha, Acharisura, Vieshlo Eitzin, Bechaynira, Bechilta, Bechurisha, Bechilta, Tanoim, Shor Musham. Rabbi Yose Omer, Tashbisu Bisrefa. Omer Ben Beseira, Sovra Tashat HaMachmir. Hey, you're a big Machmir. You want to be Machta of Dafka Fire? Ha! He had to yell a Mekil. Lo Motz Eitzim Yoshev Lo Yisro. Answer the Gemara. No. Hevei, Mishegi Yashatz Biuro, Hashbasasu Bechol Dover. What does that mean? Only then, if you have no wood, then you burn it right away. If you have wood, it's a mitzvah say to burn it. That's pshat in the Mordechai. I think it's a much beautiful pshat. The first one we gave, now the girsa that we have, that he was cautious to revolve for Rabbi and Shlomo, which is the correct girsa, is Taka could have, didn't have to burn it, could just as well throw it down the tubes, down to the soup. According to the second pshat we're giving now, the Miri, no! Even at, when Rashi said, Hashem, if you have no eight, you have no wood. If you have a raging fire, you should throw it to the fire. Even according to, mwah! Meirid. It's me. Yes.
Is there another way to understand Rashi? Because Rashi seems to say explicitly, "Im ein lo eitzim yam ein shas biru." Yes, we say
Do you think it's pashut pshat?
I'm just not sure.
I love Arye. Till now, no one heard of this pshat. Now that we said it, it's pashut pshat. We do it all along. Come on. They say about briskets, the real brisket Torah. What's so great about it? Once you say it, how come I didn't think of that? It's obvious. Good. So the mirror is obvious. So it's obvious. Good. Fine. Wasn't obvious to anybody else, but okay, good. Yeah.
Another question. Tosva says in the end, Kevin she'ein mitzvah levarol midrabanan.
Right.
Is that? It's never mitzvah levarol midrabanan.
No, it's talking about before 12 o'clock.
So after 12 o'clock,
it'll be daraisa.
So is it possible Tosva and Rashi are really on the same page?
No, can't be on the same page. Even if Rashi is right with the Meiri, still the pshat and the words of the Gemara, shas and shalom, shas are opposite. That's for sure. But the Riva being a push, a good Jew, I'm a good Jew, and we all follow Rashi. And Rashi's shas for Euro means 12 o'clock. I'm going to burn it at 12 o'clock. Push it. Well, they actually burn it dafka or throw it to the sewer. That's already these two words we just gave now to answer the original question. I hold that this all mechilas for the marshal. We have the Arzeruah, Rabbeinu Shlomo. I mean, could be an Avod Arzeruah, right? He was just the Mordechai was so famished that he couldn't get through it. Yes.
Rashi says that Bishas Biyura was after Chatzos, but it doesn't mean that a person has to have chametz to burn Bishas after Chatzos. It's just called Bishas Biyura. Rashi says because that's when the Torah says to burn your chametz.
So the Rivo is a biblical Jew. The Torah said burn the chametz. And the Minchas Chinuch said, how can Chazal be oker a mitzvah to say daraisa? You know what the Rivo said? They can't. And therefore, I'm going to hold on to the Gazal's Chavas and burn it after Chatzos. So there. They can't. Yes. Yeah. The Meiri says that when Rashi tells us that after Chatzos, the Fir Rabbi Yehuda, Hashmasasa b'chol dover, he doesn't mean that the mitzvah of Tashvisa b'tzreif has stopped. It's still there. But we can't afford to take a chance. You said dilly dallying after Chatzos, just dump it, throw it down the sewer. But if you have a raging fire there, it's a mitzvah to throw it into that fire, as opposed to throw it into the sewer. That's a beautiful shot. The Mechilta really reads that way. It really does. Ah.
So why should it change from the only option to the lechatchila option at Chatzos?
No. If what did Rashi say? Hey, Masai. Is what is Bishash Shalom Bishash Bihuro? That means until Chatzos at 11:30, burn the chametz. That's the chatchila degadim. Burn the chametz. At 12:30, you have no time to wait around. Just throw it into the ocean.
So it's because we don't want you to look for.
That's right. Don't look for fire. Don't look for wood. Too late. But the etzem to be straight for even after. So the fire is there. We admit to throw it. Rabosa. Now, footnote Kuf Lamed in this fascinating new Rabosai, this new Arzeruas, he said that the Riva wanted to play both ends for the middle. She was hedging his bets. Who knows who's right? If Rabbeinu Tam is right, Rabosai, the mitzvah is bekum basay to get rid of chametz after chatzos midaraisa. If Rashi is right, it's a mitzvah to no. If Rashi is right, mitzvah to get rid of it after Chatzos. That's called Shas B'Yuro. Ain't a chanam going to Rashi, you just throw it into the sewer. If Rabbeinu Tam is right, after Chatzos, you're supposed to throw it into the fire. And he wasn't sure who was right, so he threw it into the fire after Chatzos. That's what he says in footnote Kuf Lamed over here. So the people were changing the gears because going to Rashi is supposed to be chold over. So my answer was, we had two answers. Ain't a chanam, you just throw it into the sewer if you want. Or the Meiri's answer that the Tzreva is intrinsically better. He gives a third answer. The Tzreva Badavas, because maybe Rabbeinu Tam is right. Footnote Kuf Lamed here, page I and Hey, this beautiful, gorgeous Arzeruah. Fine. Let's talk about the bracha now for a minute. This bracha. What bracha? Where bracha? It's a combination of agendas we're going to see soon in the Marik. That's why it gets so complicated, the text of the Mordechai. They're just mixing in two different agendas here. One is the problem of holding on to the chametz for too long, and two is the issue of the bracha, and they just mix them in. What's the real truth? We have the real truth here. We have the Arzeruah in front of us. Brackets, the last one in line. Ubirich al osa haprusa al bir chametz. Let's stop before. What? We make a bracha on bir chametz? Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, when? Bedikas chametz. We do bedikah all our ba'asar. That's to make a bracha, a beer chametz. It's crazy. We don't do the beer until when? Till when, Rabbi? Till when? Sovim tchila sheish, you know what that means? We're making a bracha the night before. What's the answer? It's all part of one long big mitzvah. Right? You start with the bedika, right? You get the crumbs, put them in a bag, the next day you burn it, you make a bracha of the bag. This is clearly what is happening over here in the Riva. But presumably, the presumption that's being made over here in the Riva is he would not make a bracha on the beer chametz by day unless it was after chatzos. So you get the simple prayer, made two brachas. I made a bracha the night before. I made it before Shigamara. I'm a varech. Excuse me. I bodek tzarech. Rabbi wants to see the Gemara. Always see Gemaras. Don't trust the Rebbe for anything. Gemara Dav Zayin. Gemara Dav Zayin. Last three lines. Amar Rav Yuda. I bodek tzarech shiavarech. I'm a varech. Levara chametz. I'll be a chametz. We're talking about bodek. Habodek. When to make it the bracha? When? Pashup shah. Before he does B'dikas Chametz. I mean, isn't that the simple pshat? Right? Isn't it the simple pshat? So why make it the wrong bracha? It's wild. You know what? You all have Mishnah Berurah. I think it's worthwhile opening a Mishnah Berurah if you have one and see what he says about this. Why are you making a beer? Because it's with a seat.
Rashi says beer higher than B'dikas.
Well, where are you with Rashi?
Zion
and Rebbeis is the last Rashi. Zion and Rebbeis is the last Rashi. Thank you.
Looking at Barnabas.
Zion, oh, with bays.
Top rush.
Al beer should be arti. For a dayan lo badik, the bracha called bedika. Beer hainu nami bedika. Wow. Part of the beer. Beer means search and destroy.
And that's what
search and destroy is the search. It's part of the search and destroy mission. Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you, the Rashi. I haven't seen it this time. Okay, let's take a look in the Mishnah Berurah. Habod Torah Levarech. Levarech is found over here in Simen Tov Lamed Bey Sifal. Take a look. Tov Lamed Bey Sifal. See what it says. Call them Shias, the Livdal Gibarach Hashem, the Shaman Savasimano, Abircham. Strange, no? Strange. Gimel. Afal Gav, the Mabar, the Machar. The Kong came to the Bedika Zutzlut Sorek Beer. Havi Me'ein Abir. Search and destroy. You don't make out Bedika's Chametz because that's not the end of the Mitzvah. You don't make out Bitl Chametz. That's Tali Belayt. And the Baruch on the Ramesh Belayt. Okay, that's a Pasha Pshat Mishnah Brewer, I will say. Pasha Pshat Mishnah Brewer. Okay? Once we're here, we should ready to look in the Mishnah Berurah on the next Dalit. Rambam writes in Hischa Livdok LaBracha Yevarech Kolz Mash L'Siyam B'dikasa Kol. Says the Mishnah Berurah Dalit. The Kolz Mash L'Siyam Mikriyad Ayin Over L'Asiyas. From course Siyam Abedika Lo Yevarech Achshav El Yevarech L'Machar B'Shas Reva. The Mavarech and Abir Chometz. Oh, Shade of the Riva. The Afa Pisha Bitlo has told Bishas Bidika. This is exactly the question which was raised, Rabbosai, by the Orzarua. Tam Shlovarech, Alabir, Mishamishena, the Kim de Rabbanon, Kisha Bitlo, yeah. So, answer the Mishnah Brura, Mikomakom, Chayav Lassar, Bitakon Sahar. Says Orzarua, it's not true. I know Chanukah, no. And that does not warrant the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says it does warrant the bracha because it is takanas chachamim. Vio, toaz amakachamir de lochazite, vachamet shara lo bitel, rabosai. This could be a very simple answer to the question that the Orzarua raises. What's the question? How can you make a bracha? Alabir mishum she'ena kimin rabbanan kshebitlo. Here's the answer, Abosai. The Riva was not mevatel that kazayas of chametz. Lahavdil. I tell John Brown, the guy I sell the chametz every year, John, I'm selling all my chametz except for this bag. Rabbi, what's in this bag? Open up. 10 crumbs. Why don't I want to sell that chametz to Mr. Brown? Why not? Why not? What did we see before? You want to fulfill the what? I want to belong to me when I throw into the fire. right? I keep it out of the sale. So too, the Riva kept it out of the Bittul. Yeah?
I think it's Meduyak and Ozruah, because he says that the Riva, and also the Mordechai, he says that Riva was only Besafik Tashbis. So if he was already Mevato of the Chametz, then there's no Safik Tashbis.
Very good. Excellent. I like that. I like it. Beautiful. Right? Had it been, but then what's the question now? Shabitlo, he obviously wasn't the Vatlet. Well, you wonder what's he asking? I was like, Tamina's so good. So what's the question? He obviously was not Mavadlet, because he was Mavadlet. Why are you saying the problem of Tashbisu? How can you have it both ways? This is what we're discussing there. But this is what we're discussing. I thought he was not Mavadlet. That's what I thought. That's the Rambo. This is she again. Tough Lama Dalits and Base. Rabosa, just to keep one finger over here. Tough Lama Dalits and Base. And Levatel Bayom Alacha Shasar Bechomet, so the Kaim is Sreya Bechomet Shalom. Right? That's what we just read to you before. Amazing. That's the Koshab Shah. Anyway. Another pshat might be, Rabbi Osai, based on the Makor Chaim I had to you yesterday. What did Makor Chaim say? Even after you did Bittul Chometz, it's still Mitzvah of Misreifa. Even if you did already Bittul or the Makor Chaim, you have to burn it anyway. Maybe that's the pshat. Maybe that's the pshat. Now Rabbi Osai, the gears that we have in the Mordechai is so problematic. The Gears in the Mordechai tells us, why did the Riva hold on to the Kazayas? In order to make a bracha. So he has to cash against him. You're taking a chance under the Raisa to fulfill the Rabban of the bracha. That's what we have, right? Because it was the text was tampered with. I was like, go back to the text of the Mordechai as we have it. Please turn back to the Mordechai page, Beis. Mordechai, please. Page Beis. The Gears that we have. Kliya Benai. The Mifnei Bracha, the beer which ended Rabbanim, Hayasomech al Hashol, Stam Bissal, which Tashvi, which Kol Hashem. Taka makes no sense. I don't think that Girsa is correct. He didn't do it for the Bracha. Look inside. The word of Birch is only incidental. It's in brackets, a Birch. He kept it for the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Perhaps a better Girsa would be Srefa. Didn't they Srefa, the beer, Shenam with the Rabbanim? Why is the Rabbanim? Why? Because they still needed a bittel. The question of the guy, did a bittel? What do you mean, b'savet hashvisu? It's hard to win this one. It's a problem. Okay. Now, Rabbi Osai, there's a Mogan Avraham. What happens if I find chametz on Pesach, Rachmon al Islam? What do you do? Yes, I'm sorry.
This would mean that
we'll have to get to that. It's a very good question. Excellent. As a matter of fact, here, in this very footnote, Kuf Lamed Gimel, he says, Gevalt, how do you answer the question against the Ritzvah? Simple. Hold that Tosis Chav Tesim and Beis. What's that? Masha Chomet HaManas HaVar. Not only that, he points out in this footnote, if you look in the Rash Mishans, which I did, Tosis HaRash, what we call it, the Rash Mishans. I do it. Here it is. Excuse me. The Rash Mishans. I looked it up. I was very, very happy to see this. On the Chav Tesimid Beis, the very beginning of the Kovetz, Chav Tesimid Beis, listen to what he says. He gives you a Teretz. Ah, look what he says. Ain't a Ovelav Kshimavara Vesov. How do you know? Rashi said so. Hamasha Chometz came to Datul Levari and Ovel Sashia, because Rashi sent him Yidbeis. Yavle Rabban and Shach Lagad Eitzim, Yamdinat Shah Shvius. How did he do it? How did he do it? Rashi, that's exactly what we saw. That the revolves like Rashi. Not just Rashi, Rabosai, who says the word Shas. I mean, this is the same Rashi. Shas Biura Sheva. A good Jew waits till 12 in order to burn the chametz. Gevalt! It's right away over and then aveir b'tashbisu b'yeroya. It says no. Rashi must hold that masha menas levar is no problem. Mamash ha'machamet to the Tosis Rashi Shantz Chof Tes Amid Beis. In this particular kovet, that's page Nun Aleph. The first new paragraph. Just, wow. We have a gedolim in our shiur. Machamet to be shown it. Mamash. Merit. 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 Back to my question. Let's introduce a new Gemara. Davava Manal. We'll see how this fits in. You have your Mishnah Brewers handy. Your Shulchan Aruch, if you have a big one, we'll see how this plays out. One step at a time. One step at a time. Vava Manal. Vav Amud Al. Says the Gemara. Second wide line. Hamotzei chametz bebeis of biyomtiv, kol fall of a sakli. You see, chametz, if you cover it with a pot, with a bowl, you should need it. Cover it. Cover it. Ooh, it sounds very strange. Why don't you buy your oil by your motzei? What does Rashi say? Kol fall of a sakli, end of the narrow lines. Tolo chazi l'tutu, it's muksa. Vafuke. Umi v'bayu el oil, why? The batle believe me esmo. Can I mean the come on? Habod and serve shivata believo. Elimish shlo yishka fiok lena talk fiaskli. So Rashi tells us the Gemara where there was a bit. Where there was a bit. So said Rashi. So said Rashi. So said Rashi. Does everyone agree? Does everyone agree? What do you say? Yeah, Ram disagrees. Very good. To keep this in mind, we're going to discuss how this comes up in Shulchan Aruch. Tov Mem Vav Sifal. You have a Mishnah Brewers. I have a big one, but let's see if we can find it in your place. Tov Mem Vav Sifal. Tov Mem Vav Rabosai Sifal. Hamotzei chametz beveso chol amoyin yivarenu miyad yontif yichlos akli al alalos yivaren. Okay, fine. Just keep this. We're going to discuss this a little bit at a time. So now, Rabbi said, what happens when you find the chametz on Pesach? What do you do? Says the Mishnah Berurah Beis yivarenu miyad. Im tsarech levarach al pir chametz hechad shekvar bodak ubitel kedina kon pesach ayin besov simen tov lam and hevi mishnah brewer. He passes the buck. Look at the bar hetiv beis v'yareinu v'yavarach al pir chametz af al pi shekvar bitel. Who said so? Who's he quoting? That's the right way of quoting. Huh? What's the source? What's the source of bar hetiv? It's always the same source. Magen Avraham. So Magen Avraham, Rabbi Osai, Magen Avraham, Tov Mem Vov, Sifkot Nal, make a bracha. The problem is, what happened to the original bracha on the bedikah? Let's take a look in Tov Lamed Hey, Rabbi Osai, Tov Lamed Hey. That's what Mishnah Berurah told us to look. Let's take a look. Let's follow the paper trail. Tov Lamed Hey, towards the end. Everyone have? Tov Lamed Hey. What does it say? Ala v'dika shalacha pesach lo yivark. You check it for chomesh ala v'pesach, no bracha required. Fine. Tur Ramba. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Fine. Ala v'dika shabesocha pesach sarach levarech af al pi shabit lo kon ha-pesach. Look at that. That's a chiddush. Kein yudal. Kein mucha mimogon avroh. The lokitaz shenistapik was there. So even though it was a bit of chametz, you still make a bracha now, because you were a guy misha lo bodak b'lel yudalet. Misha lo bodak b'lel yudalet, Rabbi Osai. But what happens if he did a bedika What happens if he did a bedikah on El Yadal? What happens then? Next, the end of the Mishnah Berurah. Vimkvar badak ubito kedino konam pesach. Umbato chomets bepesach. Yes, says the Mishnah Berurah. That's two lines. Yesh deos ben achronim. Im tsarach levarech. Why? Kevin shekvar badak ubito kedino. The kiyem takonos chachamim. Evsha de bracha rishona shabirech oz. Koi al koma sheyimtso apes ocha pesach. The suffek brochos lahokil. Once there already was a bracha on bedikas chametz, that takes care of everything. This is the psak that he quotes over here. Yud beis, Mogen Avraham mistapek, and it sounds like until Rabbi, you do make a bracha, and the Chok Yaakov said that you would. Ali Rabbi, Chok Yosef, Pribagon, and Mogen Elef say suffek brachos lehokil. Why does the Chasam Sofer says? Aye, what do you do with tough men involved when he said you make a bracha? It's referring to a guy who didn't do a check. I mean, he had no house, for all we know. So Rav Olsai, you get the impression that the bracha on the bedikah takes effect on everything. Whatever you'll burn on Pesach itself is included in the bracha. So then the question becomes, what do you do with the Riva? Riva made a bracha. What happened to it? Didn't he make a bracha the night before? What's going on over here? So maybe the Riva disagrees. Riva says, no, I did a bedikah with a bracha at night, and now I'm going to burn the chametz. I'll make another bracha. Why? You already made a bracha. What's going on over here? So the Ma'arik asks this question. This is the Ma'arik to which the Big Day Yeshua referred, but I have the original. Can you get me a Ma'arik on the screen?
Yeah.
Everyone get you got the original memorized before you get it off? Get it? Catch it in your head? Okay, got it. Photographic memory, now it's put in the Ma'arik. Yeah. Shut Ma'arik.
How would the bracha cover the entire time? How's the bracha cover, like...
That's what I would have said. If I'm a plain Jew, I do a bedikah Sunday night, and I burn the chametz Monday morning. Don't make a new bracha, pashup shot.
I'm saying, but don't mean to say, like, also you need, like, for bracha to continue, don't you need, like, to be involved in the process for bracha to cover?
You're asking a good question, but it's a question in general. Every single person, every single year, makes albir chametz at night and burns the chametz by day. It's search and destroy. It's one big continuum.
I
slept 8 hours in between.
And
doesn't matter. Kach tikno, yes.
If we're going to say that the Riva sort of was not in the battle of that piece of fungus.
Right.
So then, Pashup Shad is the bracha wasn't following that. You would have to make a new bracha regarding that piece of fungus that is pretty straight.
Interesting. Hear what he's saying? That piece of chametz. Yeah. Oh, I need Dalit. I have to go down.
Dalit?
Kuf Ayin Dalit Dalit.
This is Kuf Ayin Dalit.
No, I know that, but it has four parts. Keep going. Oh, you're in the right place. Dalit. Okay.
Go ahead. Maybe it's possible that...
Let's go slow. Let's read together. Let's go slow. The Al Asher Tola Harava Ben Shmuel Kam Shehoisa Prusas Achomets Advov Shos L'Riva Mishum Bracha V'Kula Tamata Shtei Tmiyos. Vimki Talisa, this is the show. We don't have the show, unfortunately. I have the Ma'arik here in its original form. And the Ma'arik in Kufay and Dalet starts up, you know, he's having people ask him questions and he gave answers. So in Kufay and Dalet, it starts, we have it printed over here. Maya namis gaber, lochem namis aber, v'milchamta shul tar. I'll show you this. We should get a little bit flourish how they don't talk. Which way I'm going up now? Mayan amiskaber lochem amisaber b'mochamta shel Torah. It's a poem. B'gvura v'lo b'shesi al ha'kresi v'al ha'plesi Omo l'chacham im ha'chochma ha'chosi U'moda yikori b'ilabina b'adak b'kina v'yichapes b'neiros b'zbez otsoros b'shnei batsoros l'hovin l'horos b'shnei yisrael ha'alef ha'rabi avram b'rab yichil chochem uke daniel kol sosum lo amamu es mino atzvay v'ineil u'mi'ani kureini v'ineil. Poetic flourish. He's right there. Obviously, a big Talmud Chacham. He never tells you what the Talmud Chacham wrote to him. He just, I love to have the Shaila in front of me, verbatim. We don't have it. We just don't have the Shaila. We just have the truth. Okay, that's just for effect. Let's go back down where we came from. Where were we? Oh. Dalit. So, Do you notice something wild in the first line already? Ala shetala Rav Shmuel tam shiyasa prusas chometz ad. What's the next letter? Vav. You say Vav there? Mine says Vav. Clear? Vav. Vav? We had Zion. I was wondering about that. Vav? Vav? That's wild. The whole new, he had, I mean, let's mean ad beyond Vav. Otherwise, very strange. Vav. Okay. Shal Sriva Mishum Bracha. He had the Girsa Mishum Bracha that we have in Am Mordechai. The reason he held it up was Mishum Bracha. And he has two questions. And they made it two separate questions. What are they? The first question you asked was our question. Bracha B'Shas Trefa Ma'avidite. That is whose question? Whose question is that? He didn't have. Whose question? Who asked it? The Mordechai didn't ask that question. Who asked that question? No? Or Zeru asked the question. What kind of bracha? I couldn't find it anywhere. If you can find it for me. Habodah Tzor Shiva, Nilchim B'Shuvah's Rashi. Sheyesh B'nei Adam, everyone find my mouse here? Yesh B'nei Adam, Shemavorach, and B'Shaz B'dika, Al B'dika's Chametz. U B'Shaz Treifa, Al B'ir Chametz. Whee! V'tal Su B'Yadam, Da B'ir Havi B'dika, search and destroy. Says the Ramarik, who may also adas, like that? The question was, you already made a bracha last night. Ad Rabbah, there's some Rishonim who said you make up two brachas every single year. So the Riva is just going along with that mahalach, except he wants to make a kadasa gedin. By that time, he has to wait until presumably the seventh hour. Though again, I heard the sixth hour. It doesn't say Zion, it says Vav. It says Vav. In my type, it says Vav too. That's point number one. Point number two. V'yod. Kizecha l'dov v'mashkot v'asmag v'shem. It's a big question. Is it the same person? Ritzva, Riva. That's why I'm with... okay, the smag you can find in Asay Lamentes. What did the Riva say? What did the Riva say? Rabbi said, what did he say? Shumine kosher, lachs o levatel b'shasav bir, meishu rogo leknos b'lechem, and buy new bread, o chosev v'zolcha, you'll reacquire the old bread. V'yen shloma, kemo she'ein somech al bitl shasav b'layla, because he bought new bread, kemo ke'ein somech al abrocha, kevin shekono chosev v'zolcha, that's what you said. The piece of particular, he said a little differently. The bread that he bought, he went there, he bought pita that night for to eat, and he had one left over. That wasn't included in the bracha of B'dikas Chometz the night before. He didn't own it then. The same way as the bittul didn't come because he didn't own it, so too the bracha didn't come. He has to make a new bracha. That's more or less like what you said. Not exactly, but more or less like what you said. That's the second explanation I've given over here in the Marik to explain why that bracha existed. Ugedolamizu, cause of rap, I mean a parent. Bagor bismak. Kiesh neodam sheim mevatan bishas b'dik at all. What? Kiyim bishas reif, against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara. Bodach torch sheyavatan right away, presumably. Vigam biosa agor, cause of the bidoris harish achronim, tiknu levatal gabishas abir, mashmashasa ua kitakona gemura. In other words, even if you have to do it twice, the Rosh said it that way, right? V'im kain ain tema im yesh rotz alomar t'tzarach gam brocha cheres l'didan shenonu's reason k'mo shebi mea Talmud. Look at that. In those days, they made only one beer, bittel. At night, we make a second bittel and warrant a second brocha. So Marik is wild. Absolutely wild. Absolutely wild. Now, my footnote tells me to look at the Magen Avraham Tuf Lamed Beis Sif Cotton Beis, who quotes this Marik. That's the footnote of my fancy edition. You can see most of it in the Mishnah Berurah. You open to your Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Osei, Tuf Lamed Beis, and I'll read you from the Magen Avraham. Rabbi Osei, open up. We basically saw much of it already. I want to read you from the original source. That's where we said to look. Magen Avraham, Rabbi Osei, Tuf Lamed Beis. Here we are. You see if you can find these lashonos anywhere, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bar Heitev. I'm reading it to you from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is Beis. In the Mishnah Berurah, it's also found somewhere or other. Maybe some tough Lamed Hei. He says, what happens? One second. The next day, you make a bracha the next day when you burn it. Afal pisha bitlo. I already did the bitl. So why are you making a bracha, Rabosai, after you already did the bitl? How can you do such a thing? No. Mikol makom chayav l'sarfo mitakonas chachamim. That's what Tamarik said. The old, the omakol chamir d'lo chazite. Avachamet sherol o bitl. We never made a bracha b'shas habdika, Rabosai. I read you verbatim from the Magen Avraham, who quotes this Maharik, and yeah, wow. Okay, Rabosai, this is yes.
Isn't it possible that 35, when he made the bracha on the b'dika, that he just had kavana not to cover the beer that he was doing the next day? For some reason, he wanted to make a bracha on it.
Maybe. Now, once we're on the Marik, I just want to, where we left off, just Rikitsa Nimritz, old. Basher Tamata, lo meino tola tamish in the chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. The correct truth is that is the reason. The reason why he waited to do the kazayas was to do the mitzvah b'shaita, not the bracha. If he had to give us a bracha, why did he wait because of the mitzvah to do it after chatzos? That's when tashvisa should be fulfilled. Look what he answers. Nire the lo shayach lo mechaviv mitzvah b'shaita kiyim k'shemak. Oh no! Okay, get it back on. Well, I just pressed it by mistake. I lost it completely. I'm back on. Oh, I got bigger. Look at this. Got bigger. Look at this. Got much bigger. Yeah. Here we are. Whoa. Here we are. Lo mechaviv mitzvah b'shaita ki'im. If I get this thing out of my way, I can use the mouse better. I'm not proficient with computers. Move this away. Slowly. And now I have this gizmo here. Okay. Everyone following me? I'm not sure if I'm following myself. Yeah, kiyim shemakdimin shalol tzorach hamitzvah kila hanos atzah meiza tam shiyah shalol tzorach hamitzvah atzah aval hocha shemakdim l'sarfa. Why? Pen yovo litos yom ha'unan leka l'mema shiyacher l'sarfa mishum chavivin mitzvah b'shayt v'chavivin v'arevin divrei dodi yosim yena shal Torah. Wow. That means what? Divrei dodi means din de rabona. Din de rabona. Did I skip something over here? Right. Elo akocha ma'asheh mamten zel mishim broch. Sof. Hechileva v'tzivanu akate lo chal chiyuv sreifa. You can't make a broch on v'tzivanu until 12 o'clock. Afim edivrei sofim. Tame of Tzivanu below Sosa, if you Rashi Shapir Shav Shir Biuro, Chila Zayin Rabosai. That's what Rashi said, that's Shatz Biuro. I, Alpha God, not Sorfin. What do you mean, Sorfin Chila Shesh? In his IT, the Loshayach, Loma, Bukana, Chaviva, Mitzvah, Bashaita, Lopina Torah, Shaloye, Chomets, oh, is the famous Torah of the Ramban. Shaloye, Chomets, Brishuso, or Bekiva, is a Hashbos, or Bayero, Bayamotse, or Evers of Srefa. No one, Pashiach, Chomets, Torah, the Sofa, Shaylo. The biggest bayro you ever had chametz. Because I made a parents betosus psachet. The lab bayro by yomotzi didn't last eight hashvius. Came pshita. She nikra mitzvah ella shelo yomotzi mishiva lemalo. She nukach tzarok tzreif for Rabbi Kiva. Oz eno nimtza klal v'yim kain. V'yim kain. What did I do? V'yim kain. She mevavaro konim shvi. Passively. Look at this ad absurdum. The Atu Mishaelo Gobert's Glau. What are you, crazy? Then the Chassanah said, yes. You have to do it according to Tosfos. You're nuts. You got to love these gedolim, man. Elavayit of a poshut. That's what he says. It's passive. It's not to talk about. That's what he says. Okay, I'm just... He can't do the poetry. Avo ayom ala ayin, mishrov meimei do daech, hove mi yayin, hagemininu amat mayim, that's what's parasha, mibor beis lechem avirim, kimcha mekor chayim nozlim, yotzim vikor vehorim, shomi ashko adorim, v'yena shol Torah, v'razi sofrim, sholom yitzko adorim, dorim, da-da. This is poetry, the v'yena, you got little poets are lost. Marik. Okay, Rabbi Osai, we had an interesting discussion so far. We haven't gotten too far. We just got discussing the Mordechai and the Zeruah and the Marik. That's all we've done so far. Okay, but we have to go slow. Now. There's a Machlokas, Rashi, Rabbi Osai, and Tosas. So we spoke about what Shas B'Yur. Let's chazer again. According to Rashi, when do you require Sreifa? When? The sixth hour. According to Rabbi Natan, when do you require Sreifa? When? The seventh hour. According to Rabbi Natan, Sreifa starts at seventh hour, goes till after Pesach. Till Pesach. You got to burn straight. According to Rashi, when do you burn it? When? The sixth hour, correct? What about after the sixth hour? The Chol Dovah. Well, how do you learn? The Miri's trial and not the Miri's trial. What about the fifth hour? What's the fifth hour, Rabbi Ozai? Anybody know? The fifth hour? The fifth hour? What about the fifth hour? We read the Mordechai. The Mordechai said, we just read it before, page Aleph. What did it say? Rashi Pirish. No. B'shoah Chamish, the second line on page Beis. B'shoah Chamish is modish and mevar b'chol dover. Wow. Quote the way the Mordechai and Rashi is a sandwich. B'chol dover the fifth hour before. B'chol dover the seventh hour. There's the sixth hour. Then and only then. Then you have to burn it. That's what it said. We just read the Mordechai. We just read it. The Balamor, as usual, has his own sheet. You gotta love the Balamor. You'll say, what's there to do? Is it ready? How can you go on? I think it's page Yud Beis. Yud Beis in my print. I think Heyam and Aleph in the old print. Let's turn. Whoever has Yud Beis or Heyam and Aleph in the Balamor. Omer Rav Yehuda Emesai Shalom Bishas Biro Pirish Mishay Shol Salamal. Ovas Mano Osabanoso. Right? Rav Yehuda, Emir Chama Tel Bisrefa. Come and let me know, sir. Shakol Shavas Mano Achilasu Bisrefa. Avo Bishas Biro Ashpasasu Bechol Dover. Ushas Biro Uzuhi what? Shah Chamishis. Shuzman b'digas chametz Rav Yehuda k'netnan Rav Yehuda omer both k'nor yudal v'yudal shachas v'shas habir u'befurish b'yisham e'edem l'shas bir chamish is Rav Yehuda. So what did Balamor say? Balamor says Rav Osai k'od Rav Yehuda shalom b'shas bir is when? From when? Mishesh shol sulamal. What does that mean? What does that mean? Sheish means Tchila Sheish or Sov Sheish? Rabbi Osai, what does it mean? Pashta sits, but Chol Dover is only Shah Chamishis. Once the sixth hour begins, you have to burn it till Pesach. His own Shita. Neither like Rashi nor Rabbi Natan. According to Rabbi Natan, the cutoff is the seventh. Only after the seventh you have to burn it. According to Rashi, you have to burn it only in the sixth. According to Balamor, the sixth and on. Typically his own personal private shita. This is the opinion of the Balamor. The Balamor is the shita, so, Priyutzuk says. We saw the Balamor yesterday. where he says that it's also lahashos b'shal shishis. Rabbi says the tzad that you didn't like, the one that you voted against. The Balamor said he can't hold on to the chametz even for a second in shal shishis. You have to burn it right away. You have to burn it right away. When do you have to really burn it? You have to burn it really in the fifth hour. What did Balamor say? B'shas v'yiro, it's shal chamishis. Because the Balamor is like this. When the clock strikes 11, you're already in violation. So he understood, Rabosai, a third pshat. Yesterday we had two pshatim. What pshat sorvim is gila sheish? Literally, or any time in the sixth hour? The Balamor says, no, but at the end of the fifth hour. That's called shas v'yiro, called the Balamor. You gotta love it. An original pshat. Why? They're afraid of a mistake. Well, you're afraid of a mistake. Maybe the sixth hour is really the seventh hour. So you gotta burn it at the end of the fifth, instead of the end of the sixth. Other Rishonim say no, against the Balamor. They say no. So Mitzchila Sheish is Lav Dafka. They made it to make Arachok because of Mitzvah Selek, the Rashash. That's what they're going to say. And now, Rabosai, we come to the following problem. This is our final issue for today. We don't have too much time, and we'll have to continue tomorrow. There's a Taz. Those who have the Taz can open up. If you have a big Shulchan Aruch, it's in Simin Tov Mem Hei Sivkotin Beis. Whoever has a big Shulchan Aruch, please open. Tov Mem Hei Sivkotin Beis. Ramoritz, if you have a Mishnah, open up. Vaminig l'sarfo is a minute to burn chametz. That's our minig. Why we burn chametz? Why is this our minig? Why is this our minig? Why? As the Taz, the machlokas of Yehuda chachamim, many posts in Taz like Rabbi Yehuda, we follow Machmir. For the chayin nira, says the hell holy Taz. The mi shemekayim mitzvah streva b'chemtza b'shal shishis. He did it then. Burned his chametz. V'chakach nimtza chatichas chametz on Pesach. Or Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Shein tzorach l'sarfo. Al yavara min olam. Shein mishah shishis l'mala. Ona mekilim b'chametz k'ma b'shari surim. Hein li n'mashu. Hein li n'os n'tam l'vgam. K'ma shen nicht kosov l'kamon tov mem zayin. V'lachein. Da'afilu b'pesach atzmo anan kaimon k'rabonon. Meek right in. Oh, let me show me. It could be Amon and Ogin, Krab Yehuda. That's only on Pesach. Mashen Ken Kan, to call him a Lila, who Krokie Mitzvah Streva Bishar Shishis, Lachen and Sarva Sarva. Amazing task. Rabosai, if I already burn Chametz the regular time, and I find Chametz, if I find it on Pesach, I should burn it, because maybe Rabbi Yehuda's right. But if I find it on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, I don't have to burn. Why? Because probably the Rabban on the right, you can throw into the garbage. Hello, my Rechosh of Yehuda. I already burned my chametz at 11:30. Why must I burn it again at 2:30? Ad kan the Taz Rabosai Simen Tov Mem Hei Sivkoton Beis. Amazing. I have two questions. Yes.
Because on Pesach,
that's question number one. Why wasn't it on Pesach before Pesach? I'll count that in a minute. But I have a different question. I missed the following question. Rabosai, I want to even count that Shabbos, okay? And I want to do this Dafka Misreif. What do I do? Rabosai, I'll take comments and I'll burn it. Then, I have two kazaisim. I'll burn the first kazais, and I'll have the second kazais for a sandwich afterwards. Would I count that Shabbos with the first kazais? What do you think? I have two kazais in my property. I'll burn the first one and eat the second one. What do you think about that?
According to Rashi.
I would say it's not Makai. You have to burn the last kazais. You have to get rid of it. If I want to burn it, right? So I'm burning it, but I'm leaving up a sandwich. So how can I fulfill the mitzvah? But the Taz seems to say you can. Because the Taz says I burnt chametz. And I find more chametz later on. All right, I was already Makai up that chametz chachamim. When I burned it at 11:30, even I found more at 2:30. How are you Mekayim? The glory most of Freya, that wasn't the last Kazaris. You had another Kazaris in your house? Unless to say, at Peshaito, He didn't know about that kazayas. As far as he knew, it was the last kazayas. That's a strange chiddush. But the big question becomes, Rabbi Osai, what's the difference between on Pesach and Erev Pesach? That's Adam's question. What's the difference? What is the difference? The answer is, Rabbi Osai, that the Taz is going with an assumption that the chiyuv to burn chametz on Erev Pesach is the Rabbonim. The burn on Pesach is the rice. That's what he seems to be saying. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the chiyuv to burn on chametz on Pesach is the Raisa, but the burn chametz on Erev Pesach is the Rabbonim. That's what the Taz seems, otherwise they can't answer, right? That's what the Taz seems to be saying. You look it up yourself, that's what he seems to be saying. So Kamzi pre-Yitzhak and says, we understand very well, if this is correct, why you don't have to make the burn the chametz according to the Talmidim and the Shir, the very beginning of the sixth hour. Why not? We should make a gzera 6th up to 7th. No! Even on the 7th, it's not like the Rabbanon. Even the 7th Rabbanon, we should make a gzera the gzera. So why burn so early? The problem is, Rabbi Osai, that the Taz seems to be incorrect. Poshup Shah is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chiyuv to burn with the rice not only on Pesach, but also Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Who said so? Open to the Rosh at the beginning of Siman Yud. This is our last source for today. The Rosh at the very beginning of Siman Yud. Perek Aleph. Let's read together. Can we read together? It's page Dalet in this print. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Abodek Tzorach L'Shivorech. The lo tema eina kolkach mitzvah kemen de eina ela levaris achamash men abayis. Get out of the house. Umash ein mevorach in al bir b'shal chamishis b'shal shu motzi achamash men abayis v'u mitzvah men atorah k'dechsiv v'yom arishon tashbih samar b'teichem v'dashin on li'el v'yom arishon ani yudalit omer ani. It's the next word. Not following along. Torah, the Raisa, Lisarfo, Ella, Acha, Shekvar, Nesa, Midavia, Nosa, Chavzayim, and Beis. Avobot, Shumutu, Lachila, Lo Yisrafenu. He's a beferish. A chiyuv the rice and a burn it. Erev Pesach. Umashavotzi and osim and abayis hayna shalo yavel al bayor bay matze. And mefurish bo mitzvah zaseim and a Torah shi mitzvah levarech alav. Wow. Amazing rush. Klar in the rush, the what? The chiyuv to burn the chametz rabosai is the raisa Erev Pesach. Against the Taz. So Adam is right. It's Erev Pesach or Pesach. You did your good deed, which I don't understand why it's your good deed in the first place. You left over chametz. All right, at the time you thought it was the last kazayas, but now either make up your mind double or nothing. Either should be required to burn it again on Erev Pesach or Pesach Chalom Moed, or neither, double or nothing. The Taz seems to be based on the assumption which is hotly disputed by the Rosh. Rabosai, this is a kusha atzuma. I'll leave you with. I wouldn't use such a phrase. The Shagas Arya said it about himself. I have a kusha atzuma. What's kusha atzuma? Look in Chof Zayin Amud Beis. We'll end with this. The Shagas Arya is in Simon Pei Gimel. Look it up tomorrow. It's on page Tufnun Ches Lutzamach in the new editions. Chof Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says like this in Chof Zayin Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda says, Nosa. Kalachoma from Nosa. Manos shenu by Rabbi Yemotze ton sreifa chomet sheyesh by Rabbi Yemotze lo kolshkein she ton sreifa amru lo kol din shat the don the chilos of the hakol so the hakol eno din lo motz eitz mesarfo ye yoshe batel vator ama tashbisu sarav batechem v'chol davar shat yochol tashbisu frek the shagas ayah pegimel a kushi atzuma. What do you mean batel? He's not going to be batel. He'll throw the chametz down the toilet to avoid tashbisa b'ayiroya. What kind of Yoshev Batel? What are you talking about? What Yoshev Batel? Kushya Tzuma. How come you didn't answer this question? A Kushya Tzuma. What Yoshev Batel? You're going to have to take the chametz and throw it down into the ocean. Why is that called the Yoshev Batel? That's a Shaka Sari's question. The Gemara is saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'll be Yoshev Batel. According to Rabbanan, you'll throw it into the ocean. Rabbi Yehuda also required to throw it into the ocean. Not so much to fulfill the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu, because that you don't have, you need fire, but to avoid what? By all by Yamate. Kushya Tzuma of the Shakas Aryeh, Simen Pei Gimel. Good question, no? What was an answer? You gave such a good answer before. You can think of a few answers now. Kushya Tzuma of the Shakas Aryeh. Kushya Tzuma. You have an answer, yes?
Can you say one more time?
Sure. How can the Gemara say that Rabbana argued Rabbi Yehuda and say, Kondi Rabbi Yehuda, if he has no wood, no fire, he'll be Yoshev Batel on Erev Pesach. He will not be Yoshev Batel. He'll have to get rid of the chametz to the ocean to avoid by Rabbi Yamotze.
Is Yoshev Batel in the midst, from the midst of the Araisa?
What?
Yoshev Batel from the midst of the Araisa?
That's not called Yoshev Batel. It means he won't have to keep a mitzvah. That's not called Yoshev Batel. That's not a kula. That's they came out of kula. Your inability to fulfill the Araisa, that's not called a kula. It's never. It's a never. That's what it is. It's not a kula. Kula is halacha lemaaseh. You can sit pretty and do nothing, where I, the rabban, have to scurry and put into the ocean. You, Rabbi Yehuda, sitting pretty. What's sitting pretty by Rabbi Yamatze? Yeah. Ah. Another kash shagat sayas in a different shiva. Why did he just do bittul? I mean, Rabbi Rashi made a tap before after this mighty serum. Rabbi also, I'd like to go late. We'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, it's a good shmak, a sugis. We'll continue tomorrow, if you can.